Cynthia Locke is a singer, songwriter, worship artist from North Vancouver, British Columbia. Her song, Take Courage, is really, really encouraging us now, as it's supposed to. So let's get to know Cynthia Locke. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Now, you've just released your new album. How exciting is that?
Yeah, super exciting.
What did you do to celebrate that? Did you have a big old party?
Yep, just had a party a couple of days ago. It really is a miracle because, like, literally this beginning of this year, I was planning on shutting down and going on, like, care and maintenance mode with my music. But then, like, 10 months, fast forward 10 months later, God provided finances. He provided a venue for me. He hooked me up with professional musicians. So many people gifted their time. So, like, literally, as I was standing there sharing the songs, I was just so filled with gratitude to the Lord for his faithfulness, his goodness, his provision. So good.
Well, that must mean that you have something that we all need to hear, and the Lord's opening those doors.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. It's been a journey. It's been there's been a lot of hard times, especially in 2020. And God was really working a lot of things in my heart and things in our family as well. And, you know, he uses all things to expose things in our life that need to become more like him. And so I've been on this 3.5 year, like, healing, deep healing, inner healing journey with the Lord. And it's just been amazing what he's been doing in my heart. And just amazing what he's doing after the process, and just him opening the doors, things that I never thought were possible. So I am just so thankful and just so grateful for him.
Well, we're playing your song Take Courage right now on Life. Can you tell us a little bit about how that song came to be?
Yes. So during the time that we were writing this song, it was a really, really hard season. So God was doing a lot of things in me. He was closing the doors. I had gone through, our family just had gone through a couple of accidents, and those kind of exposed just weak points in our relationships. And so I was kind of head deep in therapy and freedom session and just dealing with a lot of issues with the Lord and with my family and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, basically it's just like, oh God, I don't even know if I can. There's periods of time where I felt like I couldn't even pray. Like, I was just like, God, I can't even, like, I love you and I'm here, but I'm like, I can't even, like, contend. I can't even, like, fight for my family. I can't even, like, in prayer. What I mean by fighting is, like, fighting and contending in prayer.
Yeah.
Because I know that God has called me as, like, an intercessor and to stand in that place and intercede. But in that season, I was just like, Lord, I can't even take my place and, like, contend in that way. And so that's where this song was coming from. Mm-hmm. It was from that place. Like, but, you know, despite all that, fix our eyes on Jesus, because he is our strength, he is our rock. And when we don't have courage, he is our courage, and we can take courage in him. So that's where some of the lyrics came from, was from that season.
Wow.
And yeah, like, even when we can't contend and fight for ourselves, he sends people, and he sends people to pray for you.
Amen.
And he sends his angels to surround you. We're always covered.
And we appreciate the song because it does, because your struggles give us courage, because you're kind of singing maybe in the middle of it, maybe not on the other side yet, but in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now I can say that I'm singing on the other side.
What?
It's totally a different season. So it's been a different season for me for the last year and a half. But yes, in the struggle, like, I totally know what it is like to sing to God and to praise and to lift your head when you feel like you can't even lift your head. And just to sing to him and just trust and keep on looking at him. So I know what that's like, to keep on going, even in the hard times.
All right. Cynthia Locke, thanks for spending some time with us.
Of course. Thank you for spending time with me, Todd.